This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In less than a week, the 2016 presidential election will finally be over. So after months of scandals and contentious rhetoric from Democrats and Republicans, how does a divided country come together again? KERA's Rachel Osier Lindley gets a lesson from next-door neighbors in Dallas.
This is a tale of two yard signs. The first sits bold and blue on a meticulously landscaped Dallas front yard. It doesn't mince words. Texans for Hillary, vote straight Democratic. The House and Clinton campaign sign belong to this woman.
Hi, I'm Melanie Grimes, and I'm a mediator in private practice.
And her new cat.
Hey, this kitty. This is Lucas. Here he comes to see everybody. Hi, Lucas.
Grimes is a native Texan and has lived in this cozy family neighborhood east of downtown for more than 20 years.
My mom and dad were Republicans when I was growing up. They would always vote Republican. And then when I became an adult, I found the Democratic Party supported what I supported.
For Grimes, that includes economic opportunity and equal rights for everyone, regardless of age, gender, or sexual orientation. She's been Team Hillary since 2008, when Clinton ran for the Democratic nomination against, you know, Barack Obama. Now, she says it's Hillary's moment.
I love the fact that we have the absolute best candidate, and she happens to be female, and so I do love that.
Something else for Democrats to love, the polls. Clinton and Republican nominee Donald Trump are surprisingly close in this deep red state. In spite of that, or because of that, Grimes' first Clinton yard sign was stolen. This one's a replacement. As for Trump?
The only Donald Trump sign that I've personally seen in Dallas, and I drive back and forth to the airport through Highland Park and University Park, where I'm thinking there could be some Republicans in that area, and I'm not seeing the signs, so the only one that I'm aware of is next door.
And that takes us to yard sign number two. It belongs to her neighbors.
Hi, my name is J.P. Morgan. I'm an aircraft maintenance technician inspector for a major airline here in Dallas, Texas.
Hi, I'm Catherine Morgan, and I'm a flight attendant.
J.P. was in the Air Force and has been a lifelong registered Republican. And Catherine?
I'm a cradle Catholic, and also I'm a cradle Republican. When I turned 18, my father was like, here's your voter's registration card, and I was excited to vote Republican.
Catherine and J.P. say they're behind Trump this year. J.P. likes that he's an anti-establishment candidate and that he's focused on improving the economy and national security. Plus, he is no Clinton fan. When J.P. first saw that Texans for Hillary sign next door...
Well, my response was to donate to Trump's campaign.
But don't let the signs mislead you. The Morgans and Melanie Grimes have been good friends for more than a decade. A new study shows Americans have stronger negative views of the opposing party than any time in the last 25-some years. But not on this block.
When he saw Melanie sign up, he's like, oh, I'm going to get my sign up.
If there's a sign up, then I figure it's a fair game.
It's like a friendly competition then.
I would say it's very friendly, if it's a competition.
The Morgans have two kids, a toddler son and a 7-year-old daughter.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Ada Morgan.
Hi, Ada. Who are you voting for in the presidential election?
Donald Trump. I think he'll be the best president to vote for.
You're a very good spokeswoman.
They tell me this Trump sign isn't their first either. Seems there's a bipartisan sign stealer in the neighborhood. When Grimes' first went missing.
Catherine was worried that... that I stole the sign. And...
I wasn't sure. I just had to double check.
Grimes isn't worried either.
Oh, I love my neighbors. I have the best neighbors in the world. I love my neighbors so much that we actually put a gate between our houses so that we could get directly into our backyards.
This is the fence that Melanie built, and it's our personal door to get into her house.
Lucas was up here waiting for you guys, huh?
Yeah, we saw him.
Hi, sweeties. How are you doing?
The Morgans say Melanie's seen their kids grow up, helped out when they needed, and generally treated them like family since they moved in.
Man, I don't want to damage that relationship, and there's nothing about the way that they would ever vote, okay, or a candidate they would support that would actually change that.
And in a bitter election season, it's nice to just leave politics at the gate.
There's so many other things in this world that we can discuss. She's a loving and caring person. Just because we have different political views doesn't mean that we can't coexist with each other and be neighborly.
Catherine says having different views right across the fence helps when you're trying to raise smart kids.
I told Melanie from the beginning, I said, feel free to fill Ada in on everything that you know, I want Ada to be well-rounded. Like, I want her to hear both sides and then come up with her own ideas.
Though, for now at least, Ada seems more interested in her neighbor's pets.
My name is Melanie, and now we have Lucas. He's a nice cat, brown, and I made a book about him.
The book's about cats doing cat things without a campaign sign, border wall, or email server in sight. For KERA News, I'm Rachel Osier Lindley.